This morning, we've been talking quite a bit about Keanu Reeves movies and what his best is, and we've received an email from a P1 who wants to add one to the list.
P1 Jerry says, what about the movie Youngblood with Keanu Reeves?
Youngblood.
I've seen it.
I have not.
I don't think I know that one.
It was during my period of watching movies about sex, and this is my teens. This movie came out in the mid-80s. He plays a hockey player, a rookie. I believe he goes up to Canada. And Patrick Swayze is like the leader of the team. And then Youngblood is like the new hot star, Keanu Reeves. And I don't know who the actress is in it, but she is gorgeous. And they wind up together, of course. So it's a little TNA. It's a little hockey. Mm-hmm. And it's a good movie. I really enjoyed it way back in the day.
Do you think it holds up at all?
No. It'll be awful. It'll be absolutely terrible. I can almost guarantee you that. Mm-hmm. But when I was 15... I enjoyed it very, very much. You know,
little TNA, little sports.
You know, I don't mind hockey, and it was. I mean,
Keanu can probably skate. I don't know about Swayze. Could he skate?
Oh, I don't know. Keanu, is he from Canada? Keanu, he is, isn't he? He's Canadian, isn't he?
I think
he is too. I'm not prepared on Keanu Reeves.
No, none of us is.
No, because the reason we're even talking about him is. Post Malone had a stalker arrested for the fifth time. We had a caller, Matt, a P1, who says, yeah, his former girlfriend's cousin stalked Keanu Reeves to the point where Keanu had to have that person arrested. And that's legit. We looked it up. And I'm not on my game. We started talking about the best Keanu Reeves movies, and that's a tough one to come up with. But I do. Now, the emailer suggested Youngblood, which I loved. But I haven't seen it since I was about 16, and I bet it's not that good.
Keanu's in Interview with a Vampire, which is not a good movie.
Not
right?
A good movie.
Phone's lighting up. People are saying that's Rob Lowe in Youngblood.
Forget it. Forget everything I just said.
Email's wrong.
He's right. Email's wrong. That is Rob Lowe in Youngblood.
Do we need to shame the emailer or just let it be?
Jerry Burke.
Jerry. Step away from the computer, Jerry.
And Jerry's a hockey fan. Jerry's always emailing me about hockey. And look at what he just did.
Can't trust him. He's setting you up.
You can't. He just wound me up. The whole time I was talking about it, I was like, is that right? Am I right? In the back of my mind, I was like, hold on. It's Rob Lowe that's in
Who can skate.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
one. And again, that's Jerry Burke's fault. Jerry Burke.
Yeah, but you didn't vet it.
I didn't vet it. And I've seen it.
The callers are calling you dumb. I'm trying to help out here.
You had a red flag in your head.
Mm. I've seen it. I had the red flag. I read Rob Lowe's book. I know how he got the role is because he could skate.
And by the way, there's a little too much anger over this, if in my opinion, the call from the callers.
About me?
Tell dummy it's Rob Lowe. It's an old 80s movie called Youngblood. Let's not get upset this early.
Maybe not everybody's caffeinated this morning.
Yeah. Right. I'm off. I don't have. I haven't had a fridge thing. Talk about a mistake. Wow.
That's bad.
That's on me. I stepped in it.
Yeah.
I mean, I got it from Jerry Burke. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, comma Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y. But it still should have been on me. And Jerry's constantly telling me about hockey. He should have. That's a bad mistake. But that's bad on me. As soon as I started talking. Wait, hold it.
Now what?
Keanu is in Youngblood 2. Apparently, he plays the goalie.
Oh, for God's sake.
He is? Well, Rob Lowe's the star. I know that's true. Oh, so he's in.
I'd like to apologize to Jerry Burke.
My fault. Apologies to Jerry Burke. Jerry's right. Jerry knows.
You're right.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
I've let you down. Son of a bitch. I've never seen the phones do what they're doing.
First I said,
idiot,
it's
he's an idiot, it's Rob Lowe. I take everything back. Idiot, he's in it. Well, you just can't win.
I've never even heard of this movie.
It's a good movie.
It's the most.
Is it? It's a good movie. Yeah, it's good.
It's the most action the phones have seen in months.
Is it possible we can just go home early? Because this is just not working out.
Not since I butchered the Val Kilmer obituary. Have we had this much activity on phones? That's the
about
last
80s time. Movies okay. and 90s movies.
Yeah, that's when I screwed
here
up.
We go. Okay.
Yeah.
Rob Lowe.
Yes.
Patrick Swayze.
Yes.
And Keanu Reeves.
He's in it.
Yes.
And the young lady. Do we know Biggie?
Cynthia Gibb doesn't
Gorgeous.
Seem to do much.
Gorgeous.
Else.
I mean, she's beautiful. And I watched this movie because I was 15 probably. And a friend of mine said, if you want some excitement,
DNA.
If you want to see, and she's, I believe she's fully nude.
It was the 80s. It was that's the what 80s. You did.
You did it. And he said, go over to Dual Audio Video and rent Young Blood. So I got on my 10 speed. And I stopped at Sir Pizza and had a royal feast with extra sauce.
Mm.
Then it took a long time for me to get back.
Foreplay.
Okay. I rode my 10 speed to Duel. I rented Young Blood. I put it under my arm. I rode it home.
Kid, you're sweating. You smell like pepperoni.
I laid out of my waterbed and I watched Young Blood. Biggie.
Quick correction.
Oh, for God's sake.
Hit me.
Keanu Reeves is not in Interview with a Vampire. He's in Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Bram Stoker.
Both are bad.
Yeah, they're both bad.
Terrible movies.
Thank you again. Apologies.
Bram Stoker's Dracula, I did one year for the Halloween movie list. It was so bad I couldn't finish
it. It's awful.
Yeah.
Interview with a Vampire is Tom Cruise and
Brad
Pitt.
That's Cruise and Pitt. That's right.
All right. Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Again, we'd like to apologize to Jerry Burke. That's B-U-R-K-E.
Yeah. Jerry with the common spelling.
Jerry with the listen, I apologize.
We let you down.
I've let you down.
It will happen again.